If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
This bit we call story time or round table. Everybody has a story. And let me just make a programming note. Tomorrow is Steve Bertrand's 40th anniversary at WGN Radio. So we invite you to be a part of the show to share your earliest memories of Steve or the classic bits that Judy and Kathy got him wrangled into back in the day. In fact, I was just looking and there are CDs on eBay. Kathy and Judy with Steve Bertrand laughing with their legs crossed, $41.95.
Wow.
What?
I put it up for $35.
You better raise the price.
I was just talking to Kathy today. She said, look out for Lisa.
I would do anything to get one or both of them on tomorrow, but I think that I've already been, you know, hit with the answer. But in honor of Steve, Kathy and Judy, come on. Come on, share a story about him tomorrow.
I'm already uncomfortable.
Well, we won't make it uncomfortable.
Ooh, I got to find my CD.
Find your CDs. Will you please bring them in the morning, Mary?
Oh, I got them. Well, I'd kind of rather sell them now.
She wasn't looking to help you.
No, she's like, hey, $45, I'll sell it.
I obviously haven't been looking for it, so
I'll revoice it for $50.
What's your story today, Steve?
Well, I want to celebrate a famous Chicagoan born on this day 121 years ago, which would be 1904. Any guesses?
I just fell off my chair.
Sorry about that. It was louder than I expected. You know who that is?
So all afternoon I've been waiting to find out what that is from because you and Ron Brown have been playing it on repeat for like the last 2 hours.
Thank you. This program is written and produced by Ron Brown. He did all the work. So you don't know? No?
Yeah, I do know.
What is it?
Tarzan.
Well, Tarzan. Lisa, did you? You would have known.
Yeah,
that.
I knew it was Tarzan.
Or Carol Burnett.
Anyway, Johnny Weissmuller was born in 1904. Ron looked up. Looks like he lived right around North Avenue and State. He went to Lane Tech High School. Hung out at the Fullerton Avenue Beach and was an Olympian, right? 1924. Won 3 golds at the Paris Olympics. But it's a sad story.
You mean you're turning into Mary right now?
Okay, thank you. I'm just waiting for someone to say, well, what's wrong? Why was it a sad story?
Why was it a sad story, Steve?
Well, Johnny, thank you for asking. I appreciate it. He made 12 films as Tarzan from 32 to 48. And then, you know, the spotlight sort of moves on. And sometimes if you're in the spotlight, it's hard to accept that and to just let it go. So he ended up doing county fairs. Oh. And he would do his yell at the county fair for $12 a weekend. And he had slipped quite a bit.
Oh, now that's the one I know.
All right, so you totally ruined my whole story.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
You totally ruined my whole story.
I'm going to do this whole Carol Burnett thing. Johnny was fine. He didn't do the county fairs. It was Carol Burnett, but Mary said, what about Carol Burnett?
Oh, happy 40th.
Happy 40th.
What's your story, Kevin?
Well, this is exciting. This dropped over the weekend.
My name is Happy Gilmore.
No.
30 years ago, I decided to give golf a try.
New trailer, Happy Gilmore 2, July 25th. And this was an extended two-minute trailer. A lot of celebrities spotted in the trailer. Jack Nicklaus, Eminem's in it. Who else? Travis Kelce. And now we get like the premise of it.
Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce's everywhere, Steve. Yeah. Mary, didn't you say your kids love this?
It's their favorite movie. We have to watch it every vacation.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Oh, boys. I take it Bob Barker's not going to make a cameo.
I don't think so.
He's been dead for some time.
We know. We
Happy
know.
Gilmore needs to pay for his daughter's tuition, and then boom, there you go. That sets it all up.
What about Sally Bowen? Did they get married?
He has children in the trailer, so.
Wonder if she's going to make an appearance.
I don't know.
Hmm.
But I'm excited about it. July 25th.
What's your story, Mary?
Tarzan's also in Happy Gilmore, too.
Gosh, my ears.
That was at such a low level.
Now, imagine that was on really... repeat in the newsroom every 2 minutes for the last 2 hours.
Steve. Time for you to go home. So we haven't heard much about Jolie, the Jolie Pitt kids lately. You know, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We haven't heard much, but their daughter, Shiloh, doesn't appear in public much. She's 19 years old. She appeared at a fashion event in L.A. Over, I think, last week or over the weekend. And now, who would have thought she's now like a choreographer? I didn't even know she danced. Now she's like she choreographed a dance routine in the fashion show, and now she goes under the name Shy. So she used to be, remember she was John for a while? So,
yeah.
So then she wanted to be called John. Now, then Shiloh. Then she dropped the Pit. So now she's just the Jolie. So now I guess she's Shy Jolie.
That sounds French.
Shy Jolie. Yeah. So anyway.
You know, Angelina and I are, I've told you this, right? Angelina and I are cousins.
What?
Her mom's name was Bertrand from the South Suburbs.
Really?
Yeah.
Not kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, her mom really was from the South Suburbs?
Yeah, and her name is Bertrand, Michelle Bertrand or something like that.
Well, for God's sakes, Drew, get us Angelina Jolie for Steve's big anniversary party tomorrow.
Take all the time you need.
Yeah. See, you're a long-lost relative.
Yeah.
All right, Steve's news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.